Jesus, Jesus. Shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. You are Lord. Yes. Love that. You are Lord. He said, you are Lord. And yes, he is Lord over all. We are so grateful, so thankful for who he is. Good morning, good morning, good morning. My name is Sierra Brown. I am Minister Sierra Brown, and I'm so grateful to be here with you today. This is the Sunday Morning Change Experience at Living Word. God bless you for being here with us today. I want to say thank you, and of course say give credit to where credit is due, and that is to the founder of this house and the apostle of this house, David Brown, which happens to be my amazing father. Good morning to you. Good morning to the first lady of this house, Lady Dawn Brown. Good morning, beautiful. Good morning to my co-laborer here in ministry, my baby brother, that is Minister Justin Brown. Good morning and hello. I want to say good morning. Good morning and hello to our first assistant pastor, Pastor Clayton Rory Jr. and his beautiful family. Good morning, good morning. God bless you. And of course, we have to say thank you to April J and WPB Media Networks. They are in charge of all of the graphics, how this program goes through seamlessly. This is all because of April J and WPB Media Networks. Thank you. God bless you. And of course, thank you to my Living Word family. We love you. We appreciate you. We see your comments and we see your messages, and we're so grateful for you. And if you are watching anywhere across the globe, on YouTube, on Facebook, wherever you are watching us, if you're watching us on LinkedIn or on WPB Media Networks, we're so grateful for you. If you're a first-time visitor with us, we would love to have you. We're here every Sunday at 11:30 a.m. God bless you. We thank you for being here with us today. Again, my name is Minister Sierra Brown, and today, for this entire month, we are speaking about women. Why? Because it is Women's History Month. Thank God for women. I am a woman, so I resonate so much with this month. So grateful to celebrate women across the globe and our contributions to society. I'm so grateful for the women in my life, my grandmothers, my mother, my friends, my sisters, everyone in my life that has contributed into pouring into me, into raising me up. I'm so grateful also for my daughter. She's an amazing young woman, Miss London. So grateful for her life. She's a beautiful young lady, sweet as pie, very smart. Just so grateful, all these women, young and older, all across the country that I have the honor of being friends with, or being a daughter to, a granddaughter to, being a mother to. I'm just so grateful for my aunts every woman in my life that has poured into me. I'm so grateful. We are here to celebrate a month for us. So I want to get right into it. I want to talk about women, of course, and women in the Word of God. I'm going to be speaking from Luke 10 today. Luke 10 and 38. Luke 10 and 38. I'm going to be speaking from Luke 10 and 38 today. I'm trying to give you a moment to, you can look it up on your smartphone, tablet, your Bible. But we are speaking from Luke 10, 38. And it says this, Jesus visits Martha and Mary. As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me. But the Lord said to her, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about, my God. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. My goodness. What a powerful, powerful scripture that is. Lord, I thank you today for your word. God, thank you for leaving your manual. Thank you for leaving the Holy Spirit to comfort us. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your joy. I'm praying that this word comes through exactly how you need it for your people on today. That we are speaking to women across the globe that need to be poured into today. I'm speaking over their mind. I'm speaking over their body. I'm speaking over their homes. I'm speaking over their families. I'm speaking over their future. I'm speaking over their now, that they are going to be filled by you. A Holy Spirit is entering in right now to show up and show out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. I love that scripture because Jesus is honing in on what is most important, and he's speaking to who? Women. We need Jesus as women, and men, of course, but today we're speaking on women, and this is Women History Month, so I'm speaking on women right now. We need God. We don't need to want him, or it's not really a choice of whether we need him. We do need him. We need him because he pours into us. Recently, the Oscars had passed this last Sunday, and a particular actress, America, she was nominated for her role in the movie Barbie. And you're thinking Barbie, but there was a particular monologue in this film that when I saw it, I began to tear up. And she said during an interview, when she did the monologue, she had to fight back tears many times and redo the scene because of how much the monologue resonated with women. And I remember being in the theater, and when she was finished saying this monologue, all I heard was applause and yes, and people say yes, and clapping and saying woo, because she spoke so deeply to what a lot of us women hold in and don't speak of because of society's standards for us. I'm going to read a little bit of that excerpt from that film for you. And as a woman, I think you can resonate with some or this entire monologue. I'm going to read some of it for you. And she said this monologue got her Oscar nominated. And I want you guys to hear a little bit of what she said to women. This is her speaking to Barbie, because Barbie is having this crisis of who she is and what she contributes to society. And she speaks to her and she says, it is literally impossible to be a woman. You are so beautiful and so smart, And it kills me that you don't think you're good enough. Like we have to always be extraordinary, but somehow we're doing it wrong. You have to be thin, but not too thin. And you can never say you want to be thin. You have to say you want to be healthy, but that means you have to be thin. Then she says this. You have to always stand out. You have to always be grateful. You have to never get old, never be rude, never show off, never be selfish, never fall down. You have to never fail, never show fear, never get out of line. It's too hard. It's too contradictory, and nobody gives you a medal or says thank you. And it turns out, in fact, that not only are you doing everything wrong, but also everything is your fault. She says, I'm just so tired of watching myself and every single other woman tie herself into knots so that people will like us. And if all of that is also true for a doll representing women, then I don't even know. My goodness, when she said this monologue, the whole theater went crazy because she spoke to something that resonates with so many women. What is she speaking to in us? That our worth comes from our appearance and our performance. And we as women, we are tired. We're tired. Our hair gotta stay right. Our nails gotta look good. Our bodies gotta stay right. We have to forever look young and glowing no matter what our age. We have to be married because if you're single, then something's wrong with you. If you don't have kids, why don't you want kids? What's wrong with your body? Why can't you have kids? We have to perform. We gotta know how to cook great. We gotta have a beautiful, clean house. We gotta know how to dress ourselves in the most beautiful clothes and wear heels even though our feet hurt. We have to do so much to show our worth, and we are tired. We have to deal with unfair pay. We have to deal with so many things that work against us. But as she kept saying, like, but you gotta still come off grateful. Women are tired. I'm not taking away from men. I'm sure men get tired. I'm sure there's so many things men can tell us about what society says about them. But I just want to speak to the women today. Jesus said, you are upset and worried about all the details. How many of us can resonate with? We get upset, oh my gosh, I gotta go get my nails done, and my feet, girl, I gotta get my feet done. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to forward myself in my career. I gotta make sure I cook dinner, and I gotta make sure I do this for my husband. I gotta make sure I make these appointments for the kids, and I gotta make sure I'm keeping my body right, and I gotta make sure my skin looks good. Oh my gosh, I'm breaking out. Look at this, I'm looking crazy. My hair ain't right. We run ourselves ragged, worried about all these details, because society has told us that's where our worth comes from. How good of a mother you are, how good of a wife you are, how good you look, how nice your hair is, how nice your fingernails are, your pedicure, your the way you dress. Are you feminine enough? Are you soft enough? Are you somebody that's a go-getter, or are you a gold digger? What is it that you bring to the table? We are tired. And Martha, she did what so many of us women think we should be doing, and that was performing and doing in order to show our worth, to the point where she got upset that another woman wasn't doing it, because we have told ourselves that's expected of us. He said she was preparing a big dinner, and she was in the kitchen, and she finally gets upset and says, tell her to help me. And he tells her, my dear Martha, you worried about all these details. Mary has discovered what was right. God is telling us women, telling you all, you don't need to come at me in perfection. I don't care how your hair looks. I don't care about your nails. I don't care about your size. I don't care about what's going on as far as your career or the house, how it looks. I just need you to sit at my feet. We get so hung up on the details, and then we become stressed and burnt out. And I understand it because society said, superwoman, that's what you want to strain for. She's a superwoman. Look how well she takes care of her family. And look how great of a wife she is. And she goes to church and she always looks good. She always looks so put together. Just look at her. And you on the inside, if you only knew, I'm tired. If you only knew behind closed doors the things I've helped to deal with. But I don't show that because society says I gotta be strong. That's admired. I gotta be beautiful. That's admired. My lashes gotta be long and my lips have to be full and my skin can't have any blemishes and my hair's gotta be full and beautiful and I gotta be a good size and I gotta be feminine and soft and pretty, but I gotta be smart. Tired. God is saying in this moment to her, Mary discovered it. What did Mary discover? That the one place where I don't have to perform, it don't matter how I look, it don't matter what how good I clean, how good I cook, and how many degrees I have, and how many businesses I own, and it doesn't matter. What matters in this moment is what God has said about me. My God, Mary did what was right. See, we have to understand, Jesus said that I'm living water. What does that mean? You can't live without water. You can go a while actually without eating food, but any fast or any time you go without, you cannot go without water because that is your life force. Our body is a majority made up of water. We need it. We need it to be filled, to keep our organs going. God is saying, sit with me and let me be water to you. My God. Some of us can say, we tell each other, you can't pour from an empty cup. You can't pour from an empty cup. But how many of us been running on E and trying to pour from an empty cup? You get a few drops and you pouring it right back out. You get a few ounces and you pouring it right back out. And you wonder why I'm tired. I just went on vacation. I came back. But you came back and you did the same habitual things of going and going and going. And God is saying, stop and sit at my feet. Sit at my feet. I want y'all to put that in the comments. That is today's message. Sit at my feet. Sit at my feet. Sit at my feet and let me pour back into my daughters. Oh my God. God is saying that to some specific people right now. He said, I need you to sit at my feet. Stop what you're doing. Sit at my feet. Spend some time with me. Let me pour into you so you stop running on E. Stop pouring from an empty cup. Stop just posting it on your social media and start putting that into your own life. Love yourself as much as you love everybody else. Sit at his feet. Society will continue to tell us to keep raising the bar. I gotta be this pretty. I gotta be this size. I gotta be this smart. I gotta be this type of mother. I gotta be this type of wife. I gotta be this type of Christian. Even in the church, sometimes we can't even find refuge. There are churches out there, and let me tell you, the statistics are women make up more than half of your churches. 61% of the demographic of churches are women. But even the church, you tell us we're good enough to make up the congregation, but we're not good enough to speak on your pulpit. Because you took some scriptures and you misconstrued it and mistranslated and made women feel like we don't have a place to speak on the word of God. Can't even escape it in some of your churches that we're not good enough. We're tired. That's why I'm so grateful for the ground at Living Word, but for 40 years, they've been pouring into women ministers, women pastors, women prophetess. When the body of Christ, let me tell you, the word of God says in the body of Christ, I don't see male or female. We are all one. That's what the word says. So I'm so grateful for the Good Ground of Living Word that I have the opportunity to speak for women on a pulpit, on a stage, speaking the word of God and pouring back into our women. I'm so grateful for the Sarah Jakes and the Priscilla Shires. Women speaking to other women that you need to be filled by the presence of God. You're good enough. You're smart enough. You're beautiful enough. You are worthy. And God is saying, I just want you to sit at my feet so I can pour into you what I've been saying about you. That you're fearfully and wonderfully made. That you are my masterpiece. That you are the head and not the tail. That you are above and not beneath. That there's an expected end for you. That I see success for you. That I have hope for you in a future. That you are Proverbs 31 woman. That you're worth more far than rubies and pearls. Let me pour into you. Sit at my feet. Let me tell you that you're good enough. Let me tell you that you are beautiful. Let me tell you that I knew the hairs on your head. Let me tell you I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. I know who you are. You're more than just what society says you should be. Sit at my feet so I can point to you. Stop performing. Take off the mask. Who cares about your lashes? Who cares about your hair? Who cares about what you got on? Sit at my feet and let me feel you. Sit at my feet, he said. Mary discovered it. I want women who are listening to discover this. There are times in my life, y'all, I didn't feel good enough. I didn't feel I had the look. I didn't feel I had the intelligence. I didn't feel I was enough. But any moment that I get back into God's presence, I would have tears of joy because he would pour into me because he knew my cup was empty. We are good enough, women. We are loved. We are cherished. We are his handiwork. It's a reason why Adam said, when he saw Adam, he said, it's not good for him to be alone. He didn't make a dog for him. He didn't even send an angel for him because God was already in his presence. What did he send? A woman. A woman. He said, this is what you need. Society will tell you all the things wrong that you need to fix and work on. And we have all these self-help books and we have all these things and we run ourselves ragged trying to reach an unobtainable standard. When God said, all I want you to do is be like Mary and sit at my feet and know that just who you are, how I created you, that you are an image of me, you are good enough. I don't need you to make no big meal, he said. You're in there worried about the wrong things. Sit at my feet and let me tell you about you. Let me fill your cup up. That way you can go back into the world with confidence. Go back into the world with joy. Go back to your family being filled and not running on E and not tired and exhausted and complaining and upset because you've been draining yourself all this time and you don't spend the time to sit at his feet and let him fill you again. He said, I am peace. I am love. I am joy. I am your counselor, I'm your father, I'm your friend. I have so many women who say, I need all these things. I can't find friends. I can't find a man I can trust. I can't find people who appreciate me. I can't find people who bring peace to my life. I can't find people who pour into me. But God said, that's why I said, sit at my feet. Let me pour into you. Women, sit at his feet and let him pour into you life. He's living water. He is life. And not only he said he give you life, but I give you life more abundantly. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, thank you for every single woman that is listening right now. Holy Spirit, right now, move. My God, right now, move. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, come sit. Come sit.
Sit at the master's feet. Be poured into. Let somebody love you. Let somebody love you correctly. Let somebody give you peace without wanting something from you. My God, let somebody tell you how grateful they are for your life, how beautiful you are. And there's no ill intention. It's all pure love, kindness, joy, peace. He's the deliverer from depression, from anxiety. He said, come sit at my feet. The devil has deceived you, making you think you got to perform in order to be worthy, making you feel like you got to have this and that together in order to feel worthy. God said, I already said you're enough. Come sit at his feet. Women right now, I hear God say, come sit at my feet. Come sit. Come sit, daughter. Come sit. Come sit. I love you. I cherish you. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. You are miraculous. You are my handiwork. You are a masterpiece. Women, come sit. Come sit. We're tired of porn. We're tired of performing. I'm tired of worrying about everything else. I need you, Lord. Tell him, sit at his feet. Tell him, be real with him. Tell him, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need your strength. Lord, I need you to build my self-confidence. Lord, I need you to heal my heart from the pains I've been through. Lord, I need your forgiveness. I need your comfort. Lord, I need your peace. Tell him, I need your joy. I need your happiness. Tell him, sit at his feet. Hallelujah. Sit at his feet and be filled, women. Sit at his feet and walk away feeling renewed, refreshed. Walk away feeling courageous. Walk away feeling I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Walk away feeling I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Walk away feeling I am his masterpiece. Women, sit at his feet. Sit at his feet. Let him pour life back into you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. It's done. We bring glory to your name, Lord. It's done. It's done. They said they're sitting at your feet. Your women are going to sit at your feet and be poured into. We aren't going to perform. We don't need to be our best selves. It don't matter how we cook or clean or how we look or how well we're doing in certain areas. We just need to sit at your feet and let you pour into us. We are good enough. We are smart enough. We are beautiful. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are successful. We are generational breaking curses. We are breaking generational curses right now in the name of Jesus. It stops with you. Hallelujah. Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray to women across the globe, women listening, I want you to understand, put in the comments, I'm sitting at his feet. I'm going to sit at his feet. You are a masterpiece, y'all. A masterpiece. That's how he describes you. You're my masterpiece. So many things we look to the world to tell us and to show us our worth. And we look for the compliments and we look for the accolades and we look for the people to appreciate us and to see us how God sees us. God just saying, come sit at my feet. I'll pour into you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's moving. I want to invite you all. I want to invite you all to give into good ground. As I said, 40 years of ministry. I've been a part of this ministry my entire life. Of course, I grew up in the church and I've seen women grow and become ministers and pastors and prophetess and evangelists from living word. It's an ground that's good ground that is cultivating women like me to become their best selves. If God's purpose, this is good ground. And if you are a woman today and you saying it's time to make some moves, I want you to make a pledge today that I am sowing today for where God is taking me. Women, right now, whatever seed that is, this is the seed that is about to set something off in your life in the name of Jesus. I don't want to just say that. I want that to happen for you. Speak over that seed. Speak over that seed, women. I want you to give and understand that this is something that you're planting for your life. God is about to take some things off your plate. He says, cast your cares on him and he will give you rest. There's five ways to give. And they're gonna put them up on the screen. You can give via Cash App at LWM Cathedral 1. You can give via Zelle at mylivingwordgiving@gmail.com. You can give at the tithe.ly app and type in Living Word Baltimore. You can text give to 844-459-0749. You can also send your money orders and checks to Living Word at Living Word 7600 Baltimore National Pike Suite 170-A PMB number 221 Baltimore, Maryland 21228. Lord, we thank you for their seed. It's not leaving their life, that you are going to cultivate this thing. Let this be for their future, for their family's future, for their generations to come. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, I pray that today's message was for you. I pray that you are walking away feeling like you are the masterpiece that God claimed you to be. We are so grateful for Women's History Month and you history makers. Some of you are making history right now. And we thank God for you. And we pray that the rest of this week, women and men, is going to be a blessed week for you. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you. And God bless you. Again, this is the Living Word Sunday Morning Change Experience. And we pray we see you again next week. God bless you.